It is time for sports. And if it's time for sports, he did it again. What an unbelievable year for Aaron Judge.
Well, since the All-Star break, it's been all Judge. Everybody else, not so great. High drive, left field. Going back, Cave, turning, looking, see ya. Number 55, double Nichols. Yankees are on the board. It's 3-1 Twins. Well, he now has more home runs than any righty hitter in Yankee history, breaking a tie with A-Rod. 55 home runs. He's ahead of Maris's pace to get to 61.
Just simple approach, understanding who he is, not doing too much. It's another beautiful homer swing from Aaron Judge.
Just, you have to marvel the year he is having. It is absolutely stunning. Now, on the and the race to reach 61, he is at his current pace. At his current pace, he would hit 65 home runs if they keep pitching to him. Will they? Well, we'll see. We'll see how things go. All right, well, while we're here, I guess we might as well take a look at the different scores that we got from Major League Baseball from last night. So we'll get to that now. In baseball, the Padres over the Diamondbacks 6-3. Yankees took two from the Twins. Game number one was 5-4. And game number two, the Yankees won as well, 7-1. So they swept that doubleheader. As I said, the Padres over the Diamondbacks. The Mets beat the Pirates 5-1. And they had a doubleheader as well. And they won the second game 10-0. So two big wins for the Mets. Rockies over the Brewers 8-4. Braves over the Athletics 7-3. The Tigers over the Angels 5-4. White Sox over the Mariners 9-6. Dodgers over the Giants 7-3. The Rays over the Red Sox 1-0. Phillies over the Marlins 4-3. The Blue Jays over the Orioles 4-1. Red 7, the Cubs 1, the Cardinals over the Nationals 6-5. And the Astros beat the Rangers 4-3, the Royals over the Guardians 2-1. So if you go look at the standings now, the Yankees now have a 5-game lead over Tampa Bay, 6.5 over Toronto. Baltimore still playing above 500 ball. They're only actually 11 games out, 4.5 games out of the wild card. In the AL Central, Cleveland has opened up a 2-game lead over Minnesota, thanks to the Yankees. And the West, Houston, has an 11-game lead over Seattle. The National League, by the Mets winning twice and Atlanta only winning once, the Mets are back in first place by a 0.5 game over Atlanta. In the Central, St. Louis leads Milwaukee by 9.5 games. And out West, the Dodgers have a 19-game lead over San Diego. That's the way it looks right now. That's the way it looks right now in baseball. Now, we can go over to the NFL as we have football kicking off for the NFL tonight, 8:20. The Bills take on the Rams. And then it's off to the races in the NFL. In sports news here on the Breakfast Club, what a match last night. If you love tennis, there was a hell of a match that happened last night. Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner made U.S. Open history. Their match lasted over 5 hours. the second longest in U.S. Open history. And the winner was Alcaraz. The match ended at almost 3 a.m. 3 in the morning. Playing 5 hours. My goodness. That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. What else do we have in sports? Teams are all whittled down. To their starting rosters. And we're ready to go. And at least for the Yankees, Aaron Judge didn't have to win the game last night. Somebody else did something. Yankees rookie Oswaldo Cabrera was 0 for 25. And he came up at bat last night in extra innings in the first game of that doubleheader. 0 for 25 going into it, right? 0 for 25 going into it. And he came up with the big hit. So congratulations to him. What a feeling that must be. And that's a check on sports on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.